Hello, you guys, and welcome to this edition of Ask Chantel. Okay, so today I have a question from Cindy, and she is 16 from Massachusetts, and there's a lot to this question, so I'm going to try to just get into it real quick. Okay, so she writes, "Hello, Chantel. My name is Cindy. I am a new viewer of your videos." Oh, I'm excited. "And I can honestly say that you give amazing advice. Thank you so much. You're beautiful and strong, and also definitely someone to look up to." You touch my heart. "That being said, I am seeking your help. I'm having a very hard time getting through some things that I've recently happened to me and really trying to find myself. In the past, I've dealt with some pretty rough things." So she goes on to tell me that in the past, she was in a serious relationship for a year. She felt really hard for the guy. He did drugs and alcohol. He became really abusive. So she began having problems with self-bodily harm, which is something that I talked about very recently in my NSSI video. Okay, so the present. She says that she's still struggling to find herself. She's also just came out of another serious relationship, and she was also falling hard for this guy. He was stuck on his ex the entire time that they were together, and they were on and off depending on if he was with his ex or not. She says that she's very close to his ex, who is now his current girlfriend. She says that he toyed with her heart, and she recently told him that she could not be friends with him anymore. Good for you for standing up for yourself in that way. She goes on to write, "And seeing them together has sent me into a downward spiral. I've developed depression and find myself feeling useless. I've also started to taking part in my old body image rituals. I can't even really look in the mirror anymore without wishing what I saw was different." She goes on to tell me that he was her first for a lot of things, and she just really wants to get over this funk that he's put her in. She also says that she wants to learn to be more confident and not dwell too much on the past. She says that she looks forward to getting back into the dating scene again, and not making a fool of herself, because currently she lacks confidence and therefore she comes across as boring, dismissed, and sometimes slutty. And she wants to be the weird, outgoing, funny girl that she once was, and she signs it, "Your newest fan, Cindy." Wow, Cindy, what a story you have, and there's so much that I want to say, so I'm just going to jump in and just give it all to you, okay? So, something that you need to realize about yourself is you love hard, girlfriend, and that's a good and a bad thing. It's mostly good, okay? But it's good because it gives you the opportunity to get everything that you could ever want out of life, and I love that because I'm the same way. However, it's bad because you're more easily hurt, and you're constantly building walls up around your heart. And sometimes you get to the point where those walls are just unbreakable. And at some point you become bitter, and you just don't want that to happen to you. So what I want you to think about right now is jumping back into the dating scene is just not a good idea. Why in the world would you do that to yourself? You told me that you want to accomplish finding yourself. And oh my goodness, that is exactly right up my alley, because I'm all about helping you become the best you. And you want to bring the best you into your relationship. Otherwise, your relationship in the future is going to suffer. And you are going to suffer. You don't even know what you need or are looking for in a relationship yet, because you haven't given yourself the opportunity to even learn who you are. You're 16, so you're going to continue to learn who you are throughout your life. But at least I want you to have a handle on who Cindy is before you jump into the next relationship. So what I want you to do is take a year off of relationships. You can talk to guys. You may go out on dates, but I will give that a couple of months. No more relationships, because you are a relationship person. Some people have problems with commitment. You have problem with being by yourself. Just because you're by yourself does not mean that you are any less sexy, beautiful or a woman. It means that you are strong and you can do that and you can be an individual. And you need to be an individual before you can get into a relationship with somebody and be a whole and be one with them. You can't make one if you're not your own whole person. Okay, now, as far as the ex-boyfriend funk, let me tell you how you got to get through this thing. You can't expect to get over your ex-boyfriend by continuing to talk to him and his girlfriend. She does not like you. She is not your friend. She is living by the mentality, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. So you are not her friend, nor should you be, okay? I want you to stop Facebook stalking, because we all do it, because you keep putting yourself in view of his relationship, and that is just going to continue to rip your heart out. If you have to go to the point where you delete him off of Facebook, go ahead. But if you have enough self-control and you can just not go on his Facebook, just stay away from him for a while, and wherever he's gonna be, just kind of try to stay away from that until you are stronger, that's what I need you to do. Okay. You being friends with her is also letting him have his cake and eat it too. So that's just all bad. It's not a good look. As far as you feeling useless, he was your first. Oh my goodness. And when you have sex, you take a little part of yourself and you give it to that person. And that is such a special thing. That's why you have to be so careful with who you give yourself to, okay? That is why, really, you should wait until you are married to have sex. I know people have a hard time with that, but you can do it. Okay. Also, if you jump back into a relationship the way you are feeling right now, you're going to be very vulnerable, and many men will take advantage of that and try to get you to do things that you really don't want to do, but that you're going to do because you want to feel gratification and you want to feel loved and beautiful. You do not need a man to make you feel loved and beautiful, but I need you to figure that out by taking time away from them. Okay, now, I can promise you one thing, and I do not break my promises, okay? If you continue to think about how miserable your life is, you are never ever gonna get over this. So, you need to mentally decide in your mind that you are going to let this relationship go. Do not hold any hope for the future. It is over. You will not return. This is not good for you. He is just using you. He does not want you. And you have to accept that. And that's okay. He is not the one for you. There is someone better that will appreciate who you are. And once you figure out what that is, then they can find that and they can appreciate that. But you have to know first. Okay? All right. So I want you to learn to be you. And I want you to go ahead and get involved in your community. I want you to get up out of this depression by getting out of the bed, comb your hair, make it look beautiful, go in your closet, pick out something that makes you feel like a woman and makes you feel very girly. If you don't have it, go to the store, go out with your friends, hang out with your family. You just got to keep pushing and moving forward. Getting involved in your community is really a way to make you begin to feel useful, because you are giving to someone else and that will begin to give to your spirits. I know, that's why I do this. Now, time is your friend, okay? I know it may seem like this has been going on for so long, but do not force yourself into another relationship. You are not ready. I am telling you, you're not ready, okay? It's gonna take some time to get over him, but you will once you begin to find yourself, and you'll begin to realize that that was not worth it and look back on this and be like, oh my gosh, what was I thinking? He was a horrible guy. Lastly, when you begin to feel like you're going to hurt yourself physically, what I need you to do is go find someone that cares about you and talk to them about how you're feeling. Because what you are doing is self-medicating, and you need to talk it through. You can do this, okay? Do something positive. Go run a mile if you're feeling like you want to do something physically to harm yourself, because that will turn the tables and you'll begin to grow your body image to be more what you want it to be. Work out instead of cutting yourself or whatever it is that you're doing to harm yourself physically. If that's not enough, I want you to go and visit your school. There's a school psychologist that you can talk to, and it is absolutely okay to get help. It is absolutely okay to talk to someone. It is okay. Everyone makes it seem like it's horrible, but it's really not. And even though the summertime is coming, there should still be someone there for you to talk to. And if that doesn't work out, you can find help. Seek it. You need it, and it's okay. And I'm telling you that it's okay. Okay, so wow. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to email me. My email address is askchantel@gmail.com. That is askchantel. Thank you so much for sharing your story with me, Cindy. It really touched my heart. Thank you guys so much for watching, and do not forget to subscribe. Hugs and kisses.